FM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump is expected today at Arlington National Cemetery. He will mark 3 years since the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan and the bombing at the Kabul airport that left 13 U.S. service members dead. Trump expected to tie opponent Kamala Harris to the withdrawal. Fighting resuming between Israel and Hezbollah after a short-lived calm over the weekend. As for the fight with Hamas,
the White House is showing some optimism in ceasefire talks. A senior administration official says even though Hamas rejected the latest deal, Hamas negotiators are still in Cairo where discussions are happening. And U.S. officials say the U.S. was not involved in the Israeli airstrikes over the weekend, but they did help the IDF track incoming attacks.
ABC's Perry Russum. Italy launching a manslaughter investigation into the deaths of 7 people on board that super yacht that sank last week, killing 7 off the coast of Sicily. Extreme heat in much of the middle part of the country today. Extreme flooding in the Grand Canyon killed a hiker over the weekend. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Trial begins today for one of 3 Central Wisconsin men accused of beating another man to death in Stevens Point this spring. Arlen Sangster faces 1 count of reckless homicide. Prosecutors say the victim was Donald Mitchell, who confronted Sangster and the 2 others while they were rummaging through his pickup. Momentum in the race for president has shifted since a month ago, and Republicans were talking about expanding their ground game.
Those days are over. We're back to the Core 7 battlegrounds in the Congressional District of Nebraska.
As Kamala Harris campaign advisor David Plouffe, he spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front, Republican strategist Bill McCoshin tells the program Donald Trump needs to talk about issues that work for him best.
Inflation, gas prices, rent prices, those grocery prices, and the border.
Both agree Wisconsin will be critical to the outcome. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison is getting millions from the federal government for roads and bridges. Governor Tony Evers announced 76 infrastructure projects statewide are getting funding. 22 of them are here in Madison. The money is coming from the Biden-Harris administration's infrastructure law. Madison will receive a total of $40.2 million for the nearly 24 projects. Meanwhile, we are so close to the city opening its rapid bus transit system routes. You're seeing more and more of the red blocks painted on driving lanes, boarding stations are being finished, and bus only is being painted on the lanes that need it. So here's what you need to know. Those bus only lanes are critical to the new system. They help buses get around much faster than the routes we already have, but they're technically not active yet. So for now, you can drive in those lanes as long as they're not blocked off. The bus rapid transit system officially launches September 22nd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Brewers drop 1 to the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got home runs from Gary Sanchez and Willy Adames, but came up short, losing 4-3 to the A's in Oakland. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
The story was, you know, obviously that they stuffed us offensively. We had 1 at bat with a guy in scoring position. We hit 2 home runs, and we flew out or popped out nearly every time.
The Crew are back in Milwaukee and host the Giants tomorrow night. NFL roster reductions. Packers wide receiver Grant DuBose was praised during training camp for his speed, his routes, and his downfield blocking. But will that be enough to make the team?
You just got to have faith. And I've been telling myself this, control what you control. It's above me. Ultimately, it's in the decision of the people in the front office. You know, hopefully, you know, I did enough to where, you know, they think highly of me, you know, to bring me back. But if they don't, that's just that, you know, kind of just on to the next. You know, that's the business that we're in. That's just kind of how you got to approach it.
That's Packers wide receiver Grant DuBose. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be dangerously hot and humid today. We have an excessive heat warning for heat index values from 105 to 110 this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 93 for an actual high today. Tonight, 74. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, 93. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
On our next show, we'll talk to Hannah Van from the Alzheimer's Association.
And we'll be talking to Jim Santel about what's going on in the Supreme Court.
Join us.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
First off, I think it's clear in the last few weeks Donald Trump is obsessed with me. And obsessed with continuing to spew hate and division in our politics. He's someone who's routinely peddled anti-Semitic tropes like this. Look, remember, he's the guy who wanted Doug Mastriano to have his job. He's the guy who has been repeatedly rejected by the voters of Pennsylvania.
Governor Josh Shapiro, the very, very, very Jewish governor of Pennsylvania, according to
Donald
Trump, who is not at all anti-Semitic.
No.
Hello, we stole a new theme song. We're back from the DNC. We went from stealing Hillary's theme song to stealing Kamala's.
Well,
don't you think?
Sure.
Because we're not going back, are we?
Nope. We're not going back.
When we fight. We win. Thank you. Did you not pay attention last week? What can we do? We can sleep when we're dead, Jody. Okay. I'm a little exhausted. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You two are exhausted, too.
Yeah.
I gave you social media love.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jody. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Sean Comiskey. Dear God, I am tired, Chris. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, Jody, but holy crap. What an amazing week.
Yep.
But I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I've been rode hard and put up wet.
And we missed the hot weather in Chicago. Apparently supposed to be like 98 today or something.
Balls,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I know. Thank God. Because the logistics were so easy, weren't they? Holy crap.
You know what? Quite honestly, that was easier than other conventions I've been to.
Yeah.
Quite honestly.
Well, it was a lot of people, the credentials were a lot, which is good, but it was like Secret Service, and
right.
They'd have arena, and our place looked like that. What did JoJo say? The Beirut Embassy? Our perimeter was like 5 blocks away.
Right.
So we had to,
right.
Yeah.
But with any
the lines to get back into the convention center.
With any convention, there are lines. There's a lot of walking.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah. I've gotten to that. I've already mentioned to Jody, I've gotten to that age in our elder care. Kids, pay attention where mommy, not only I threw my back out, I think, you know, just stress traveling. And then did I do my 35-mile bike ride Saturday anyway? Of course I did. Then I did Advil and ice. And then yesterday morning, 6:30, I was going to hike with Glenn. You know of Glenn.
Of Glenn.
My good friend.
Mm-hmm.
With Bonnie and Clyde. And I fell down the last two steps of my patio onto mommy's. I thought I might have broken. You know, you have that moment where, like, did I break my elbow or my hip? Nah, I'm okay. And then but I'm still on Advil. I'm still.
Well, I did break my finger, and I thought I didn't, so.
Huh? Oh, well, maybe I do have a broken hip. Maybe that's where we're at.
You could be.
In my long, slow decline. Anyway, What an amazing week. I mean, it's almost too much, isn't it? It's like sensory overload.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the videos and pictures I posted. I didn't even post half of them yet. Just all the people that you run into. Jasmine Crockett, I literally cried. I embarrassed myself.
Did you get her information so that she will actually get back to me?
It is a cluster.
A small stack of cards over.
Thank you. Yeah, Chris has. I just was like, Chris, get the. I can't.
Because her people don't get back to me. Just letting you know. I've been trying to book her for months.
I made her laugh because I said our motto is when they go low, we go Jasmine Crockett. And she laughed that giant laugh. And then I told her I thought her eyelashes were exactly the right length. And she also laughed at that.
Good.
We're new best friends now.
I think that might be pushing it.
I got past security to talk to her.
Right.
She's best friends with JoJo.
Everyone's best friends with JoJo. You and JoJo bonded.
I love her so much. You know what? Wait, I have to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Now we're having
fun. Is this for public consumption?
Yes.
Are you sure? Because everything you guys said off air.
Oh, did you hear that?
Of course I did.
I'm telling you, she's the girlfriend you want to take on a road trip. She's just a big, giant ball of fun. But anyway.
Oh, she finds the fun.
Christopher?
What?
Christopher Louise.
What?
I heard all of it.
I posted pictures of you, and you've been nominated to be Secretary of Sexy.
I declined that nomination.
Best of luck to you.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
You will decline to serve, and if asked, you will.
I will not. Whatever that.
Whatever the term is.
Yeah.
Buck up. It's for America. Let's go, Secretary of Sexy.
No. Please don't call me that.
Oh, well, now what am I going to do? All right. No, because thank you for all the love you sent Olivia Troy, our friend, because, she and Stephanie Grisham, and they're just awful. You saw the way the right wing treated Gus Walls. They're just awful. Mm-hmm. And, one of the things, because all women, do you think, Jody, are a little sensitive about their weight? Just whatever, weight shaming, slut shaming, all this stuff that obviously women are going to be sensitive about. And it just, but at this point, JoJo and I just send each other the really mean tweets, and then it just makes us laugh because they're so mean.
Well, what's the point otherwise?
And a lot of them don't have any point.
Right.
Oh, this one. Yeah. Someone, when I posted a nice tweet about, hold on, I'm going to see if you can see the.
This is good radio.
Yeah, someone posted JoJo's picture with a giant eggplant emoji coming out of her mouth.
No.
So I sent that to her, and I said, oh, my God, laughing emoticons. As someone who had drawn on my mouth in every bus side they've ever made of me, laughing emoticons, and I don't even like. And she just said, oh, my God, with like a thousand laughing emojis. Oh, and then she sent me one yesterday from Florida MAGA Godzilla, mm-hmm. who said, oh, so you go down on chicks, too. Anything for the DNC paycheck, eh? Joe joke? And she said,
Joe joke. Okay.
Point.
And she said, we've got fans, LOL. And I said, LOL, don't I wish. Who isn't a hot Leslie action fan? They said, people also accused you of being a double-fisted drinker when you were just holding my drink so I could do selfies and interviews. No good deed goes unpunished, ass bites. She said, I had to laugh at that. They have no idea. Okay. You just can't. That's how you know who's really effective, because she can't do or say anything online before somebody says something horrible to her. Yeah. And it's just, oh, my God. All right. That made me laugh. I'm just saying, I remember once, Chris, in Rochester when I was Sister Sleeves.
Uh-huh.
Who could have seen that coming? And there was a giant bus side of my face that pulled up next to me in my car, and there was a giant coming out of my mouth.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
So any woman that's ever posted a picture anywhere has had a giant drawn in her mouth. Somewhere near.
Not me. People like me.
Well, you're America's sweetheart. Huh? Yeah. I can't compete with that.
I'm adorable.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Okay.
You're not the secretary of sexy or whatever.
By the way, when I post love to Chris and Jody online, thank you for your support, but please stop suggesting raises. I love and value my friends, but if I could pay them more, I would. We thank you for your cooperation in this matter.
The big boss brought us a big dinner at Gene and Giorgetti.
And you got a DNC jacket.
I did.
Oh, I brought you Kamala bracelets.
Thank you.
All right. Listen, trinkets. It's the best we can do.
Well, that hoodie. I like that hoodie a lot.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah. I appreciate people wanting us to get raises.
Yeah.
I appreciate. Well, I don't really appreciate that, but thank you for your. If I could, I would.
I got a steak.
Got a big, like a Flintstone steak.
Well, that was shared among four of us.
Should she have put it on her hip?
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah. I think that only works for black eyes.
That too.
Yeah.
Ow. Did I tell you that he was going to puss out of the debate? I'm telling you, he's begun the pre-pussing.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a word? Is that a thing?
A thing.
We'll make it a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Harris campaign has already made it a thing.
He's already indicated that his tampon is too tight and he has sand in his vagina.
His tampon is too tight?
I don't know. It's a boy insult from my boy bike gang.
They don't understand what tampons are, do
tampons
they?
Tampons aren't tight.
No, boys don't understand anything. They're dumb. What? What curse?
There's nothing about tampons aren't that are tight. Tight, ever. So boys need to
loose?
Learn.
Okay. Anyway, here's my point. I knew it. I knew he was. I mean, first of all, you can tell he is losing his mind over last week. Oh, here we go. This just in from Nielsen. Not that he cares about ratings.
Uh-oh.
Oh, apparently Obama's D joke really got to him.
Oh, yeah.
Size joke. Crowd size. Just in from Nielsen, the final night of the DNC drew an average of 26.2 million viewers across 15 networks, roughly 6 million more than the three nights prior. Yep. Viewership surged during Kamala Harris's speech. Almost 30 million viewers tuned in from 10:30 to 11 Eastern. Oh, my God. And her speech, amazing. As I said, Jody, just watching a woman step into her power like that, step into her moment with this joy and bravado, and just it was thrilling. I was only in the convention center the last night, Kamala night.
Right.
I was broadcasting with John Fugelsang.
You were
from up in the nosebleeds.
Well, you had a good view.
Yeah. But anyway, if you watched, it was as exciting and electric as you thought it was. Yes. It was just amazing. I mean,
all this weekend people ask me how was Chicago, and I'm like, it was even more joyful and positive than it appeared on TV.
Yeah, and guess what, New York Times, you're not going to steal our joy. Yeah. You should see their headline: "Joy's not a strategy."
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, okay. Well, she's only up. She was up by 6 going in. The early, polling shows that she's getting even more of a bump. Trump is losing his mind at what was the teeny tiny bit that was left,
because he has no idea how to take her on.
No, he doesn't.
Right. I knew he was going to do this. He's probably going to go, oh, she didn't show up for the Fox debate that was agreed to, which was not agreed to.
No, it wasn't.
He agreed to the ABC debate. When is it? September 10th.
Yeah.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah. He proposed the Fox debate, and she didn't agree to
it. No, the ABC was the debate that was agreed to.
Exactly.
And so then he tried to say, oh, no, the Fox wins. Right. The Trump rally with an audience on Fox. But I guess this would be the first statement from the bassinet this morning.
One of them, yeah.
Oh, my God, he tweeted, too, yesterday, like 40 times.
He's back on Twitter.
Hooray! I'm surprised he's allowed to be, because I thought his deal with his thing.
Oh, maybe Truth Social, now, just stay with me for a second, is failing like all his other businesses, and so maybe he's
Devin Nunes is making sure of that.
What? The guy that sued the Twitter cow and lost is not doing well at the social media venture?
Imagine that.
That he was put in charge of?
The fake farmer?
No, he had a farm. It was about as big as this room.
Okay.
I watched ABC Fake News this morning. Both lightweight and reporter Jonathan Carl. Does he think it's Carl's Jr.?
With a K.
What is he?
He put a K there.
Put a K, maybe. K.
Question mark.
Yeah.
Ridiculous advice interview with Tom Cotton, who was fantastic, and their so-called panel of Trump haters. And I ask, why would I do the debate against Kamala Harris on that network? Will panelist Donna Brazile give the questions to Marxist candidate like she did for crooked Hillary Clinton? Well, it's not like he lives in the past or anything,
no.
So that's good. He's very current. Will Kamala's best friend who ends up ABC do likewise? Where's little George Slopadopoulos hanging out now? Will he be involved? They've got a lot of questions to answer. No, actually, you do, because you agreed to this debate.
Mm-hmm.
Why did Harris turn at Fox, NBC, CBS, and even CNN to say to... Because, okay, all right, baby, because this was the debate that was agreed to by both sides. Okay, which maybe... Remember, he tried to puss out previously,
right.
And then he agreed to this.
Right.
So, okay.
And he agreed to it without anybody being named.
Ow.
It was just the Republican and the Democrat.
He gets double kitty. Right, thank you.
Nobody was named.
Okay. All right. I don't... There's so many levels of delight. Can I just say Carrie Lake's teleprompter tells everything.
Oh.
This is basically a sign of Americans' rejection of Republicans, I think. Her teleprompter first said, rap ASAP. Then, please get off stage. And then finally, please get off stage. Trump waiting.
Oh, yeah. Her prompter said that. There are photos.
Unfortunately, she's a news anchor, and so she was a little too smart to have read those stage directions. But that would have been...
If she would have said, go yourself, San Diego, my life would have been complete.
Yeah.
No, she's way too polished for that.
Can I just say, our friend Ruben Gallego, who is, I'm telling you, everyone is taking a page now from our alpha liberals. Yeah. Like, Jared Moskowitz said he and Jasmine Crocker are going to teach an alpha liberal course, which I suggested. And that also made Jasmine Crockett laugh. She's like, I'm in. But I'm like, it's from everyone from the Harris campaign on down. This is how you fight, right? So Ruben Gallego tweeted a photo of the teleprompter and said, MAGA Republicans finally catching up to the rest of Arizona.
Yeah.
It's just... And I love this. Trump apparently, even Trump thinks he's a crazy biatch, which is fantastic. Why does anyone think that he's going to be loyal to them? I don't understand.
I don't get it.
Okay. He said he's doubtful the Lake has the ability to win elected office in Arizona. You are correct. He is worried her candidacy may be a drag on his own chances in Arizona. No, don't fight. You're both losers. He also was annoyed about her frequent visits to Mar-a-Lago. Please get off stage. Get off.
Trump is waiting.
Get off. Trump waiting.
Get out now.
Just get out.
Oh, come on. Okay, Rude Pundit and Dean Obadala coming up on the big Monday show.
Yeah.
We're back.
We're back in the studio.
Bitches. We're back. Hello. 20 minutes after the hour.
We're back with our old mics instead of those nice mics that we had.
Oh. We're going to get some of those helicopter pilot headsets, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Because I don't look like a big enough nerd. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Yes.
Right. Everyone agreed with my Jody love. No one ever disagrees because she's a woman, normally 5 to 10 minutes ahead of her time, but this time like 20 years.
20 years ahead of her
time. Yeah.
Just about.
Yeah. She's been using Credo Mobile, America's only progressive phone company. Who knew? Sometimes you got to get in bed with people, you know, company-wise that are a little, well, you don't think you have a choice.
Right.
You have a choice.
Right.
They share your values. They give millions to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, the ACLU. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get all you need from a phone company, the nation's most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service. And switching is so easy. Bring your phone. Bring your number. Let's go. Get in. And now for back to school, Credo Mobile will give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to Credo. And Credo will donate $50 to Donors Choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them. Things like art supplies, technology, diverse books. Oh, for the waltzes. Do it. Learn more at credomobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516.
She's your human antidepressant. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe. It's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food. Cesar Millan, the original host of The Dog Whisperer, relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Even Scott Walker and other Republicans are going apoplectic because Trump keeps melting down into these personal attacks. He's just off the rails, Trigby.
You know, Scott may not be the brightest man, but he knows what politics is. Donald Trump is never going to change. Scott, come on the show. We'll talk about it. Todd and I will be nice to you, and I won't make Badger Boy State jokes.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
No pills gonna cure my ill. I've got a bad case of love.
Oh dear.
I have a Stephanie Miller.
Bad case of loving Joe Walsh. It's on tape. What happens at the DNC stays at the DNC, hopefully.
No, it doesn't.
Not really. He kissed me first. Okay, 27 minutes after the hour.
What circles were you running in?
It was the Women for Harris lunch for Gwen Walls. It
so
was
why
fantastic.
Was he there?
Well, yeah,
I got to hang out with a politics girl who has a new book out. Every
she'll
fabulous
next,
person in the world.
She'll be on next week.
Shannon Watts and Maxine Waters and Zoe Lofgren, who I've never met in person. It was fantastic. Unbelievable.
Politics girl's husband came over and introduced himself
he
to us.
He is adorable.
He is adorable.
He looks like a little Paul Bunyan.
He does. He's got this really long beard.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's like
Charlotte,
a total surfer dude kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charlotte Clymer I got to meet for the first time in person. It was just
she's great.
Yeah. It's just a big, I know they call it whatever they call nerd prom, the correspondence dinner. This is nerd prom every 4 years.
I got so many cards and letters about that panel that you
oh my God.
Four of them.
Allison yeah. Gill, Charlotte Clymer, JoJo from Jersey
yes.
on the show. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that happens by accident.
Exactly. All, you can't, that's yeah. the stuff you really can't plan for.
Yeah. Oh my God. Gretchen Whitmer, I freaked her out. She was walking by when I was interviewing someone, and I just went, oh, it's Gretchen Whitmer. And she turned around with that giant smile, uh-huh. and I was like, we love you, Governor Whitmer!
And she started to run.
And that's ran. When she ran, yeah. and her detail if I took hadn't been, her away quickly.
If I hadn't been connected to my headphones and live on the air,
uh-huh.
I would have lunged over that table.
Yeah.
Now, she had a detail, I'm sure, that was prepared.
She had a small detail. It wasn't...
She's a gunner.
Can I tell you one of the most magical things that happened, though? Is a lot of people's security tried to take me away, and then the person was like, Stephanie! And I was like, she, get away! They love me.
Because you approach them like a fan.
Like Nancy Pelosi. Can I just tell you this is the thing they all do is they're on the phone?
Oh, yeah.
I saw Speaker Pelosi. And I just went up to her. It got right in her face. Mm-hmm. And her security's like, she's on the phone! She's on the phone! And then, but then she gave me big kisses back. She was like... And then Christine Pelosi took a selfie with me. I'm like, see, stupid. She knows me. Keep me out like common riffraff.
Christine Pelosi almost took our FCC license.
Yes, she did.
Christine Pelosi is a
potty
mouth.
She almost took her FCC license on Friday.
I was very tired. I was looking at John Fugel saying, I thought we were on stage at Sexy Liberal, and I dropped a giant F-bomb.
Twice.
Did I?
Sean had to dive twice on Friday.
Oh, dear. Did I really?
Yeah.
Mommy's very tired. Thank God Sean has young man reflexes. No offense, Grampy.
Yeah, he's getting old. He's approaching 40, you know.
Yeah. He's in his late 30s. Yeah.
Surprising, since I'm just over 40. Okay, Rude Pundit next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 81 fast food workers are losing their jobs. The owners of KFC restaurants in South Central Wisconsin are closing locations in Janesville, Beloit, Stoughton, and Watertown. The company blames what it calls unforeseen business circumstances. Tax credits and rebates under the Inflation Reduction Act are helping people in Wisconsin make their homes more energy efficient. Supporters say the process is set up to keep people from feeling overwhelmed.
You know, the first step is really getting that energy audit. And so there are IRA approved contractors who will come in and do an energy audit on your house and determine for you what would be the best cost saving.
Mackenzie Mindel is a member of the La Crosse City Council. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It was an odd weekend in Janesville. There were at least three serious fires. The first was Thursday on East Memorial Drive, that's northeast of downtown. Police showed up for a welfare check and discovered there had been a fire. One person was found dead inside. Authorities say the home didn't have any working smoke detectors. Then Friday, a home went up in flames downtown. No one was hurt, and now four people need a new place to live. Then another. This one happened yesterday on Morningside Drive, northeast of downtown. It was in an apartment building with eight units. One person was hurt trying to get out. All three fires are still under investigation. Meanwhile, police there in Janesville are investigating shots fired at the Masonic Center over the weekend. It happened in the early hours of the morning yesterday. When authorities got there, they found a few windows with bullet holes. A witness told police they saw a tall, thin man in the area around that time. That's what officers now have to go on. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be dangerously hot and humid today. We have an excessive heat warning for heat index values from 105 to 110 this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 93 for an actual high today. Tonight, 74. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, 93. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Dom and Crute return on Monday after doing double duty at the DNC last week. They'll have a recap of the convention as well as analysis of all the events that happened over the weekend.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
For information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
ABC debate.
If it happens, I still think it's an open question.
Really?
Trump got one talk to.
You think Trump is going to pull out?
I think Trump is nervous about it. I think I talked to a lot of sources in his world. I think he has really struggled with it. It's not just a narrative or a talking point from Democrats. He really has struggles with how to combat her. And I think going into that debate, he does not really want to do it. I think it's difficult, if not impossible, for him to pull out because his campaign manager had cards printed that said anywhere, anytime, any place for President Biden, and it would look weak. But I don't think he's looking forward to it at this point.
Gone from anywhere, anytime to.
Yeah. He's a plus.
Double kitty? There you go. All right. Thank you. By the way, Rick Pony just said this shirt is awesome. It is awesome. It's StephanieMiller.com.
Yep.
Kamala, right? Our army of free designers, George and Robert, have supplied us with any number of fantastic Kamala t-shirts.
It's an army of two.
Right. Well, that's an army.
Okay. Sure.
Free contributors. We love you.
It's like the army of Luxembourg.
Hey, Rude, don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show.
Morning. Yeah, I'm the first guest that gets to say welcome back and congrats on an awesome week of show.
Thank you,
honey. I know you were saying you don't normally have fear of missing out, but last week was pretty epic. Everyone I know had FOMO.
Poor Carl.
You know, I really was. Yeah, me and Carl. I shared that with him. I was like, yeah, I don't usually care about this kind of thing, but I kind of wish I was there. Yeah.
I had fear of missing out, and I was there. It's just because you couldn't do everything and get in everywhere.
Right.
But it was, I mean, we were saying it just even our regulars, like the credentials were so tough to get that, you know, couldn't get into the building in time.
Right.
And so it was wonderful and also a cluster F. I mean, as Chris said, the first day when we left, we're like, oh, I'd have to wait in that line for 2 hours to get back in. So we weren't in the convention hall until the last night. But
it wasn't like, it felt to me like when I went to Obama's inauguration, you know, I didn't get I was way back in the crowd, but it was just being in the atmosphere and then being in D.C. after. And Chris was saying how Chicago itself was, kind of magical. And I love Chicago anyway. So to have been there during that would have been just.
And unlike Obama's inauguration, it was not cold as balls. Because I remember,
it was delightful weather all week long.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
No, I was glad to be huddled in a crowd of 2 million people to get a little bit of warmth in Obama's first inauguration. Yes.
My nards remain frozen off from that inauguration. But, you said it. You said the vibe in the nation right now is that the election can't come soon enough and we want to get Harris and Walz in office already and turn the page so we can be done with this Trump chapter of our history. Oh, my God, Rude. I think that is such a motivator. It's just people are exhausted and just cannot wait for this era of meanness and darkness and hate to be over.
Yeah, and that the way it feels is that this is going to snowball. I really think that the spread between them is going to get larger. I think that the number of people that say I can't vote for him again is going to grow. I feel like there's like this waking up that is going on that is just kind of amazing.
I mean, it's driven by so many factors, Rude, but, you know, your review, which, by the way, you're a tenured professor. I'd like a little respect for the filthy hobo right now. You did a review of her in her speech. Like I was just saying, she's a fantastic candidate. I can't get enough of like the TikTok video of her dancing everywhere and laughing. Stuff it, people that can't deal with this joy, say they were being snarky about Clinton saying I was the man from hope, she's going to be the president of joy. It's like, shut up, we've needed this for so long.
But you know what, some of these are the same people that would write these rapturous things about Trump rallies and how fun they were and all of that, back in 2016. And it's like, oh, so you mean that you can have joy if it's edged with racism and hatred hatred, but you can't just have unabashed joy and love.
How about when chants of USA, USA break out, you don't get the hair on the back of your neck like you're listening to a Klan rally, a Trump rally. You realize that, like, we mean everybody, you know, because it is inclusive. Like Oprah kept saying, there's a plate at our barbecue for everybody, you know?
Yeah. And that was one of my absolute favorite things, was that it was taking all of that back from Republicans.
All the flags, the cowboy hats, the country singers, football. Yeah.
Since the Reagan era, it has been their province only, you know, to have all the flags waving and everything. And it was like, you know what, F you. You know what, we get to do that too.
Who was it? Was it the Newsmax anchor? Was like, yeah, those are our binkies. You can't take that. Just, they're all their binkies. Like, no, you actually don't own the flag or football or country singers.
I can't wait till the first boat regatta gets going with just tons of Harris Walls flags and everything flying on them. Let's take it all back from them. Let's turn it all against them.
But as you said of her speech, a solid, well-written speech filled with great ideas, a real agenda, something changed in the foreign policy part in her energy and demeanor. She suddenly became even more fierce, diving right into the Gaza war issue with a clarity that had been lacking in the whole DNC. She took on the border and anything else that was a perceived weakness. She's ready. That's what came through. She's really ready, and we need to be ready to get her over the finish line. That was the feeling there, too, Rude. You summed it up exactly.
Yeah, and it's the feeling that continues. I just saw something about an office in Arizona, the 14th office in Arizona that had just opened, the Harris Walls office, and the overwhelming number of people who showed up to volunteer.
Yeah,
it is just a huge thing, and good. I hope it translates to the blue wave that we've always wanted.
Yeah,
I have more hope.
That's exactly it. It's like it's not just a feeling. It's real indicators that people feel like you can't just vote this time. You've got to do more. You've got to volunteer. You've got to door knock. You've got to donate. You've got to, you know, get everyone you know registered. You've got to recheck and check your registration. All your friends and family in other states, you got to. I mean, so I think there's that feeling, like Michelle Obama said, do something.
Right.
This time you've got to do something. It's not enough just to vote.
Right. We can't just rely on that. And, you know, part of that is about the Electoral College, about the Senate, too, is the numbers have got to be, you know, really high in the number of people who actually vote.
Insane. But don't get me started on that. The fact that, like Michelle Obama said, we have to overwhelm their efforts to suppress us, and that it shouldn't be that way. But you did a wrap up. You said the 2024 DNC was, by most ways you could look at it, a shockingly spectacular success, even if Beyonce and Taylor Swift didn't show, and really they just have been in the way. The absolute exuberance on display made it plain that President Biden's decision to step aside and not seek re-election had unclenched the anxiety puckered anuses of the Democrats and let them be able to cut loose. There was that. I mean, there was enormous love and affection for President Biden starting from his speech Monday night and, you know, experienced by all the speakers. But James Taylor got bumped for time, which I just
loved. I saw that.
They're like, yeah, James, we're good. Thanks.
Like, you got a friend with a full string section was bumped?
That would have been
pretty. That would have been amazing.
I know. But
although the energy at that moment, you didn't want. You got a friend,
right? Yeah, I get it.
I heard Meghan McCain was like, we just shouldn't have conventions. We can't compete with that.
Well, then do it better.
Yeah. Good. Give up.
Yeah, do better.
Sorry. Maybe don't suck so much.
Yeah.
Try not sucking.
Do it better.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's the – and we were laughing because we thought, like, you know, what was it? Hakeem Jeffries doing the, you know, bro, we broke up with you for a reason and we're never, ever getting back together again. And they cut to someone in the audience. And the guy was like – a guy was doing, and like, no, he's not. Taylor Swift isn't coming out. He's just doing a joke.
Right. And that was on a night when she was playing in London. So, you're not even a Swiftie at that moment.
I will tell you one thing. The rumors of Beyonce or Taylor Swift coming out really goosed the ratings.
Didn't hurt.
I thought the end of her speech when they played Freedom, Beyonce was going to come to it live. I was like, okay, never mind. Anyway, but you said you really want to make America great again, kick Trump and his MAGA motherfuckers into the can of history. To put it another way, the message was, don't worry. Don't you want the crazy over with? Don't you want to go back to normal? And that's a damn fine message. So much of it was just energizing, hitting the right spot like a well-placed vibrator. Oh. You know, only you can sum up the feeling. quite so perfectly.
I want everyone to feel it in their nethers. I want all of America to be on the verge of orgasm.
But I love the whole piece. But you said the biggest those errors of the DNC was the concerted effort to take back American identity, the iconography, the symbols, the chants, as we just talked about. You said that between the flags being waved, the chants of USA, USA, a casual viewer might have thought they turned into a Republican gathering. That is until the cameras panned the faces in the crowd and you saw the incredible diversity of the people. Thank you. It doesn't look like a snowstorm in the middle of winter in Chicago.
Yeah. No, and I loved that there was, you know, that you saw, I mean, this is going to sound, you know, kind of cringy, but that you saw white people out there boogieing to Lil Jon, and then you saw, you know, black people, you know, really getting into Jason Isbell. It's like, yeah, that's who we really are.
Right, right.
But, you know, and everybody's talked about this, but you just said all the mites of the right who tried to degrade Gus for having feelings or just showing they don't understand the true meaning of the very idea of family, they lie about championing. I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, and Rude, you and I have been doing this long enough. The minute I saw that shot that night, I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to start being awful now.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And the idea that shows that Tim Walz is a terrible father because he didn't raise a strong enough son. You know, even if Gus wasn't neurodivergent, that it's okay. It's okay. You know, it shouldn't be, oh, well, I found out that he's neurodivergent, so now I apologize. It's like, no, you're going to actually get upset at a 17-year-old kid proud that his father is the vice presidential nominee. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Why in the world would you crap on that?
Yeah. They didn't even put me on camera in 1964 because...
Oh, thank God.
They knew.
Yeah, that would have made it worse.
Comments they'd get about the Wolf Child.
That would have made it worse.
But he would have been up there next to Goldwater. I mean, Paul's is up there
my
next
dad
to
knew how mean they are on the right. Yeah. You're like, what's with the Wolf Child with the googly eyes? But, you know, I mean, Rude, it's just like you say, we sort of, and this is what's, you know, when Obama calls on us to, you know, listen to our better angels and reach across the, it's just, it's so hard when some of them that you and I deal with are like that. You're like, how do you, you know, reach across with those people? You know, JoJo from Jurors read a tweet about like, oh, you know, I'm sure, oh, really? Is Coach Walz proud of this blubbering bitch boy? And I'm like, really? But it's okay when it's Kyle Rittenhouse, when it's a murderer.
Right.
Then he can be a blubbering bitch boy, and you're all for him.
But the other thing, it makes me worried for these people's kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How abused are they for having feelings? And how awful it must be to be the child of these, you know, soulless animals.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but you hit all of it. You said the chicks up there performing the national anthem was some kind of sweet vengeance, and you said every single right winger who whines about cancel culture would have been part of the gabbling mob who demanded the blood of anyone who criticized the war in Iraq. The restoration of the chicks as genuine American icons was a long time coming. Thank you. Yeah. They invented cancel culture, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When we were all saying the war in Iraq's a really bad idea and it's based on lies.
And, you know, and between that and Phil Donahue's passing, you know, it was both a real reminder of the kind of hell that Republicans put us through on a regular basis.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I said that when he passed is that, you know, he actually had great ratings. And they tried to say he didn't have ratings on MSNBC. Yeah. He absolutely did.
I think he was the highest rated show.
Yes, he absolutely did. It was because he was against the Iraq war. Yeah. Yeah. Rudeness. What a great week. But we just got to, you know, pedal to the metal now. Right.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I am all in. You know, let's get this done. I want to. I was sitting there watching it, and it's, you know, after Coach Walz spoke, after Harris spoke, I was like, I want them now. Yeah. I want to get this done. I want this over with, and I want to get away from. I don't want to hear from Trump anymore. Except when he's pleading for making a plea deal to finally try to stay out of prison.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That gave me a little. That was like a well-placed vibrator. All right.
It's really what I'm here for. Yeah. I'm really here to be your vocal.
As a writer, you are a well-placed vibrator.
Stephanie,
Thank you.
It's really all I aspire to.
I love you.
You know,
my G-spot loves you. Goodbye.
A guy's got to have dreams.
Goodbye.
Bye.
There he goes. 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by the mistress of the petting zoo.
Yes.
Okay, listen, Jody didn't stay here and take care of the dogs the whole time. You gave her a little too much credit. However, she was still the mistress of the petting zoo while spinning a million plates and guests and calls and sound bites. So her 3 hours of dog sitting equals, right, an entire year of, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hefe.
Oh, good.
And Hefe on Friday.
Hefe made a guest appearance.
He's so cute.
He's also a spokesdog for Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Because he was, last time he was here, Sean said he's really finicky. And I'm telling you, Nature's Blend, fix that up in a hurry right away. I tell you what, boy, howdy.
Uh-huh.
Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, fruits and vegetables, raw, freeze, dried, all that flavor is packed in there. Like training treats. That's why they're raw, they're freeze dried. They're mostly meat. They're carnivores, people. Why am I screaming? I'm
going
to be in convention mode for the next 2 months.
Oh, boy.
All right. Save up to 54% off the best dog food in the world, Nature's Blend, and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. You can either go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever. And ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTime'sIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Fires.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by that pause was for peace of mind. That's what Chris and I had in the spot where there would be more stress last week when we were at the DNC. Peace of mind. That's what it was.
I got to see my little Bucci on the Simply Safe camera.
And confirm that he still has a little pig nose.
You always misgender
She's a girl, Stephanie.
Okay. It has a little pink nose.
She.
That's what I said.
She has a little pink nose. Yeah.
Okay, listen, my point is
She's a pink nose. Just go with that.
Simply Safe is make sure your house, your home is simply safe when you're out, period. Simply Safe Home Security, 24-7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm. Mr. LaVoy, your cat's nose is not entirely pink.
Oh, well, no, it's pink. Okay. We made sure of that.
All right, quickly assessing the situation. Never mind. She had a cat filter on. She's fine. Sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive LiveGuard technology, agents can see and even speak to intruders, warning them the police are on the way. No long-term contracts or cancellation fees. Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. Best home security system in the U.S. of A. By U.S. News & World Report. 5 years running, people. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe. Karen in Chicago, it's the only day I haven't seen you in the last week, and I am having anxiety. Hello.
It was so much fun. I did not make it into the convention hall any of the days, but I tell you what, I felt the vibrations through my TV. It was just like exhilarating, and I am excited. I have two things to just quickly get out there.
Okay.
Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Kitchen Bitches for Kamala with Rachel Bitticoff, her Frangela duo, Blue Gal, myself, at Marmel, and author Kimberly. Will be happening.
I'm going to be on it too.
If you
and Jody Hamilton will be there.
And
everyone
Jody,
is getting
so this is
my friend.
This is an old one.
My friend Susan Feniker is doing a Chefs for Kamala. Everyone is getting competitive, and it's fantastic, and it's raising $11 billion for her. So good, good on all y'all.
It's true. Yes, and the second thing too, people go to KamalaHarris.com. There are volunteer opportunities. I did an hour orientation last night via Zoom. And there are all kinds of, whatever your comfort level, there are all kinds of opportunities to get involved. We have 71 days. There's social media content that you can share if that's your comfort level. Postcards, postcard writing opportunities, if that's your comfort level, hosting events. Watch parties, everything, and or phone text banking.
Yeah.
So everybody,
that was
all hands on deck.
That was the overwhelming feeling last week is people, you know, taking Michelle Obama's words to do something to heart, that it's not enough, as I said, this time to just vote. You've got to do, as Coach Walls would say, got to leave it all on the field. Leave it on the field. We can sleep when we're dead. Mommy is exhausted. Paul Rykoff tweeted, Harris didn't just attack Trump's patriotism. She called on all of ours. This is a fight for the soul of America and the future of our democracy, foreign and domestic. She rose to this moment and she crushed it. Now it's on all of us to do the same. Thank you, Paul. Challenge accepted.
Yep.
Do you understand the assignment?
I do.
Yeah, we understand the assignment. Let's go. Okay, Dean Obadala coming up. Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Angela Lang, the executive director of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, is my guest host for the day. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.